This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca, I've actually got another welcome, or another message, I should say.
Oh, great.
The lovely Fiona from South Melbourne has just become a passionate member.
Oh, fantastic. Fiona, thank you so much.
We love a passionate member, don't we, Macca?
Passionate.
What does that mean, Macca? I know that we're a passionate member, but what does it mean?
Look, one, it's a greater level of financial support, and there are some other benefits that come with it. And I know that Ange and the team were working on this during the week, in the last couple of weeks. So I'm not actually... I've been doing some other stuff. I'm not across all the detail of that. Paul knows.
Tell us, Paul.
So membership rates that we just talked through. So you can become an under 18, $22, a concession, $42, individual, $84, family, $124, and then a passionate, $250. As Macca was saying, a passionate membership gives you a lot more benefits. It's a bigger donation. We actually get things like a T-shirt as well. And I think you get access to certainly to the president on a more regular basis. If you wanted a one-to-one with the president, having become a passionate member, you would certainly be able to get that.
Oh, yeah. If you want that, of course.
Well, I just think it's worth spending $250 just to have access to the president.
Is it value for money, Tess?
Well, we'll find out, Macca. So, Macca, this is your opportunity to tell us what's important to you. What have you been thinking about during the last week, and what are the issues that matter to you?
Well, it actually comes in two parts. So the first part is a little bit... I'm not going to call it a rant, but
I've never known you to rant, Macca.
No. I want to talk about Donald Trump. And in the second part, I want to talk about why Joy is important to me, and I hope why Joy is important to other folk.
So do you want to unpack those issues, or are you going to blend them? Is Donald Trump important to you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Donald Trump, I'm a great respecter of the democratic process. Despite the fact that voting is not compulsory in the United States, I think the turnout in the last presidential election was about 56-57%. Donald Trump got less votes than Hillary, but got more electoral college votes. Translated, the actual votes that voted for Donald Trump was equal to about 24% of the eligible electorate in America. So that, to me, is not a resounding majority, but that's their system. What I want to talk about, a couple of things. Donald Trump, in the last day or so, suggested that ultraviolet light and heat will kill the virus. Now, whether he had ideas for something from a spaceship from Independence Day that was going to come over cities and flood them in ultraviolet light and heat, I don't know. That was his first idea. Then the next one was disinfectant. And asking, perhaps can we inject people with disinfectant? We can if we want to kill them. I mean, this is the man who every night speaks to tens of millions of his countrymen, right, and seriously suggesting and asking the medical people who are there whether or not, you know, perhaps we should look at injecting people with disinfectant. Oh, okay, let's just go down to the needle exchange and get a needle, go to the supermarket, get a bottle of Pinoclean, stick it in our arm, right? Before you do that, though, ring the ambulance because you're going to die, right? This man is dangerous, and he's dangerous because, one, he doesn't know how to tell the truth. He wouldn't know the truth, you know, if it crept out from under his fake hair. He says the most awful things, and people say, you know, you're attacking the person. This is the man who's the president of the United States of America. He does not know how to tell the truth, right? He has applied for aid through the Scottish government for his Scottish golf courses, right? The aid that was passed in America through the Congress specifically precluded any Trump-owned businesses. Why? Because he'd get his grubby little, tiny little hands into the pot. Now, I say about Donald Trump, you are going to be remembered as the president, right? Don't forget, oh, we've got the virus under control. We're doing a tremendous job, right? You're not doing a tremendous job. You've got the blood of 50,000 people on your hands, mate. You're not doing a tremendous job. And you're not doing well. You're not doing better than any other country in the world. You're setting a benchmark. And to encourage your citizens to go out on the street to liberate states where the governors, just like premiers in Victoria, have instituted social distancing measures and others to save lives, encouraging people to go out and demonstrate against that, sometimes heavily armed. When I first saw some of this footage, I actually thought I was watching a strange show on Netflix, but it wasn't. It was CBS News. So Donald Trump, please, please, Americans, when it comes to the election, vote for Joe Biden. Don't vote for this man with the fake hair and the goggles from his sun lamp. He looks like a mad chimp. And he is a mad chimp. If you find that offensive, I'm sorry, but it's true. Now, Tass.
Macker, I'm not sure that too many people would be offended by what you've said. It's very tame for you today.
Well, discretion, you know, I was just appalled, suggesting injecting yourself with disinfectant.
It's nuts, actually.
I mean,
it's actually dangerous.
If Trump's brains were dynamite, he couldn't part his fake hair. Seriously.
It is actually dangerous, Macker.
It's dangerous. And I've got to say, I'm sorry, the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, when asked about this, said, oh, I don't recommend it. Okay, you don't recommend it? Why don't you just say no? No. It's a small word, no.
Macca, one of our listeners has just written in and said Macca should have a gin and tonic straight after this session.
What makes you think I haven't had? I might have had too many sugary cakes. Anyway.
Hey, Macca, before you go on, a big thank you to Philip from Nidri, who's also taken out a membership. And I'd just like to say another thank you to Fiona for being a passionate member. Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you, Fiona.
It is wonderful.
Now, why is joy important to me? Why is joy important to our community? Our community, we've had a lot of battles. Think back, you know, to HIV/AIDS, which is around the time that joy was started. Think back to marriage equality. Think back to all the campaigns to assist, you know, our colleagues, our friends in the trans community. Think about some of the success we've had. Think about the level of engagement that we now have with the political masters and with the people that run policy and institute policy, and by that I'm talking about bureaucrats that we have, and that these folk understand that joy is independent media. Why is it important? Joy is our community's greatest asset and achievement. Every single day we put to air 24 hours of radio from our community, by our community, about our community. The level of engagement we have, and I've seen this over many decades, Tass, has only increased and got better and better. We're not perfect, we don't claim to be, but we are a voice and we are a platform for our community, and this is why it's important to me. I'm so proud to be president of Joy. I'm so proud and so honoured to have time on air. And I'm so proud that all the members of Joy and all the volunteers of Joy and all the listeners of Joy, I'm proud that we all have a platform for our voice to be heard. And it's never been more important than it is now. You can love me, you can hate me, you can want to push me off the end of the pier. That's your right. But Joy is an independent voice. It's a diverse voice, and I honour all the people that have committed to Joy over the years, some who are still not with us, those that are just listening, perhaps for the first time today. Radiothon is the most important thing that's happening to Joy this year, and I ask you, whatever you can afford, to please support us. Become a subscriber, become a member, donate. Independent media that represents our community is what it is about. So thank you for giving me the platform, but thank you for supporting Joy.
And Macca, as you wind up, I'm just going to read a message from one of our listeners, and I think it actually reflects the sentiment of many of us in this Joy family, if you wish. It just simply says, love you, Macca.
Oh. Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.